This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Podcast. I'm Zach Senor.
I'm Gabby Bryant. Gabby, and that's Spencer Matthews.
Spencer Matthews, he rocks. He's actually, I think, the first guy we've ever had on.
We've had one straight guy.
That's a shame.
But he had neck tattoos, so it was a completely different vibe.
It's a different brand of straight guy.
I'll tell you what, though. No, I'm into it.
You should get a neck tattoo.
I've been thinking, not specifically about, am I a virgin?
He has three babies.
I have three children.
No, I'm talking about tattoos.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
not talking about that. Clearly,
yeah,
no, lay it down.
No, just for the avoidance of doubt, I have had sex before.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Rock and roll, baby.
Think I'm a virgin according to the Bible.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've never had sex with a woman.
Right.
So as far as God's concerned, I've never. I'm
a
gold
star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of, well, not that I'm like overly clued in like homosexuality, but
it's
is
just
that
in
rare?
The ass.
Yeah,
you
is
got
that,
it.
Is that quite rare? That's rare, isn't
it? No, well, I think a lot of gay guys, like, they fake it till they make it. You know what I mean? Like, they but I can't keep a secret.
Right.
So the second I knew I was gay, I'm telling everyone.
Okay? I'm a gay virgin.
Have you never done anything
I've never
with a woman?
Done anal.
Right. Well, that doesn't mean anything.
I'm a
it?
Gay guy virgin.
You're a gay guy virgin?
I've had sex with a woman once.
Well, so yeah, so you're not a gay virgin then.
Yeah.
Well, okay. All right, everyone relax.
You've never had anal sex.
I've never had anal sex, so I'm a gay guy virgin.
Well, I understand. It's a huge
rigmarole or something. Or you just
I'm saving it for marriage.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's like
that's
the millennial thing, is that they've saved anal for marriage.
Because it's romantic.
Yeah.
Sven,
it sounds it, yeah.
I've known you since how old was I? 16.
Yeah, we were about 15, 16, something like that.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 35.
Oh, that's a great age for guys. We always bring that up on the pod.
Guys are very specifically hot 34 to 36. And then it goes downhill and then it comes back up. No offense. It goes downhill and then it comes back up around 40. And then you have till 48 and then it goes downhill again.
34 to 36 is good for me, though. I mean, that's
you're in your prime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like
that sounds perfect for me.
No, it's amazing.
That's straight up guy vibes. You know what I mean? Like you're a guy.
You're a grown ass man.
I love aging. I really like it.
Go into that.
Like, I just feel like if I was to compare myself now to when I was 25.
Yes.
Like, I much prefer, not just, like in every capacity. I think I look better. I think I'm cooler. I think I'm more, like everything about me is better.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like this aging process. I can't wait to go gray. Like, I actually can't wait to go gray. I saw
it's
a friend
awesome
of mine the other
gray.
Day.
I don't see any in your hair.
There's none. And
I have a bunch.
I'm disappointed. I literally went to see, I saw a friend of mine the other day that I haven't seen in ages, and he had gray like streaks down the side of his hair. And
it's
I was
so
literally,
smart.
I was jealous.
Yeah.
I was.
You should dye your hair gray.
Yeah, I've
a touch
I've
of gray.
Put a little line in before.
Like highlights.
Kind of a,
like a mad scientist.
I've done it before.
Like Frankenstein's wife.
I think I was a bit young to do it. I was
How
too
old
young.
Were you?
Well, I did it when I was like 20, early 20s, so I think people
for
knew.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
People knew. Yeah, but I've always wanted it.
Yeah.
But I agree with him. I
can't wait for it.
I'm like, I'm 29, which, bleep that part, actually.
I will.
And as, you know, as for the bit, I'm like, I'm a gay guy turning, you know, 29, and I'm like, I'm scared. But no, he is very right, because I'm looking at my goddamn body now, and I'm like, this is a man's body.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the thing about women is we die at 30, and you guys start to come alive.
We're
so
born
it's, we
at
really
30.
Tap out.
Yeah.
You know?
That's why a perfect age range for a guy and a girl is 18 and 45. Okay. Like, I feel like that is a perfect.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Get Leo in here. He'd agree.
Leo's like,
yeah.
With his hat.
Yeah.
Okay. So I knew you when you were in your 20s and even maybe younger.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the difference was you were pure chaos.
Yeah.
And we were in a very sort of like calm, like fancy scenario. And then I met Spencer and I go, this guy's crazy.
Yeah.
And finally, crazy. There's no argument. Crazy.
I wasn't going to argue it.
Absolutely crazy. And then I'm crazy. So it was the perfect. I was like, finally, there's a flame in the darkness.
Mm. It was good.
Yeah.
It was good. I think, you know, if our friends Jordan Peterson is to be believed, which of course I haven't
read.
Friend of the pod. Friend
of the pod, Jordan. Of course I don't read, but you know, no, had I read his book.
It's like so hard.
Clearly I don't beep. Yeah, I'm still beeping it out.
He would argue that everything is a kind of fine line between order and chaos.
Mm. Yeah.
And I think that is a good line to tread because, you know, I did have a very chaotic kind of teenage 20s, like it was very chaotic, as
yes,
you know.
Yes.
And now I just feel like vast levels of order.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually really nice to like understand the difference. And it's nice to kind of.
You're being too serious. Can you like yuck
it
up?
Is this a comedy show?
That's actually.
You're making me emotional. If you could just say dick or something.
Say dick or vagina.
Cock balls.
Thank you.
Okay, okay. This is for the US, by the way.
This is for America.
Say a slur.
So I can say whatever I want.
Yeah.
No, but that, wait. Maybe the order comes from having kids. That's why I'm looking for a dog. I'm a gay guy. I'm never going to accidentally have a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, I do have many kids because I'm a sperm donor, but that's different. I've lapped you way hard. Okay.
Zach is like 100 confirmed kids on this planet.
Okay.
And crikey. One's in Germany.
Yeah. Wow. So get at me. Well, I was like, this is like kind of my revenge against Mother Nature. It's like, I'm not going to have any kids. Watch me have 1,000.
Right. You're like Genghis Khan.
Yeah, but Genghis Khan. Am I right, everyone? Yeah. Hell yeah. High five, dad. That. But I need a dog. You know what I mean? Because like I need something to give me order because I've only been chaos. And then I'm with Gabby. Gabby's chaos too.
Yeah.
This podcast is like chaos, no order.
It is quite chaotic, I have to say.
I feel like we're being calm right now.
Yeah. No, it's chaotic.
It's going to get so much worse.
We recently rescued a little friend. I had to throw in the rescue bit.
Every girl is like on the car.
Exactly. A small.
This dad rescued a dog.
a sweet French bulldog puppy.
It's really cute.
To add to the mix. So we've got three young kids, as you know. We've now got two dogs. It is like getting order in the house is pretty tough, to be honest.
Yeah.
But it's nice because it feels like I'm going serious again. It's like a challenge.
No.
It's a nice challenge.
You can do whatever you want. This podcast has no rules. That's part of it.
Okay. Yeah, we can keep. We can talk about nonsense if you want.
What's the craziest thing you've done recently?
Oh, I'm the wrong person to
I'm
ask.
I'm the dad. That's crazy to us.
The craziest thing I've
You're talking
done
to psycho whores. We have no idea what it's like to have responsibility.
Yeah, but you're a retired psycho
Again,
whore.
I'm going to, like, okay, so I'm trying out all kinds of different, like, healthy things to be doing.
We're on the same track.
Have you tried
the
cold?
Cold water? Freezing cold water.
You're doing ice baths. We actually talked about this. I do ice showers.
So I do loads of ice baths, like long, like 0.2 degrees for
How
ages,
long?
Like 8 minutes.
For ages, so 8 minutes.
Yeah.
That is really long.
No,
ice
it's
bath.
Good. I'm doing. I've got quite heavily. Again, you're gonna think it's boring. Do you ever fast?
Intermittent fasting.
Yeah,
I really thought you were gonna say fart in
no,
accent.
No.
It
okay,
came
have you ever
like,
farted?
Have you ever,
yeah,
farted?
I farted earlier. If that constitutes as being wild,
you're fasting. You're doing intermittent fasting.
I'm doing all kinds of weird shit at the moment. My wife thinks I'm a bit odd at the minute.
Okay.
You and me are,
but
on
I
the
love
same
it
track.
Though. Like I'm not eating for 21 hours of every day.
Ooh. And what do you eat when you eat?
Whatever I want.
Like what?
But I typically have nice balanced meals. I'm like,
fuck.
You've caught me in like a time in my life where I'm not particularly chaotic. Do you know what I mean? I like to avoid any kind of confrontation.
No way.
I don't really go out, you know. Yeah. I like, this is all for me. I'm the master of order at the moment.
Oh my God.
It's so funny to see how far you've come.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
The master of order from absolute demon.
It was like, I have to say, it was pretty rough back then, wasn't it?
Well, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Have you ever done the carnivore diet?
Just eating meat?
I've been doing that, and it made me jacked. I'm
Jordan
so sorry.
Jordan Peterson's favorite diet, isn't it?
No.
Yeah,
that's what he does.
His daughter does
it
too.
Is he hot? I'm gonna look him up.
No.
I wouldn't say necessarily. He's very intelligent.
I don't care.
He's hot. He's hot in a Dracula way. He's hot.
Okay, yeah. I'm back on board.
Yeah.
No, he's like.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, it's not great.
He's not of our generation.
Yeah, he's an old
guy. I'm
gonna
look up his wife.
Okay, so first off, we're gonna ask you some questions.
What's his wife look like?
It's not great.
Yeah, okay.
We're gonna ask you some questions. Okay, so these are finish the sentence questions. Okay,
okay.
So don't even think. All right, let me see. Hey, they're in love. yeah, that's more than I could say.
No, okay? They're smart. Okay.
Okay, so really easy. You just gotta finish the sentence, no thinking. All right, I'll give you a softball
just
right now.
Just let go and let God.
Okay.
Or Satan. Okay,
whatever deity you pray
whatever floats
Let's give you an easy one. Your hometown is?
London.
Oh, posh vibes. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He's posh.
And now,
Can I quickly say, I love that Gabby thought Spitalfields wasn't a place when we are currently in Spitalfields.
Listen, I don't know where the hell I am. Secondly,
you're in Spitalfields.
It sounds like a stop on the Candyland game.
Yeah, yeah.
Spitalfield?
No. Piccadilly. I can't get over this place.
This Oxford Circus? Yeah, yeah. I didn't see any goddamn gymnasts running
literally
around.
You guys, these are like, and take no offense to this, the gayest names I've ever seen in my life.
Yes. I wouldn't be offended. I'm not particularly patriotic, to be honest. Oh, I can take it or leave it. I love America.
Oh,
I love
hell
New York. Yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Why?
I like New Yorkers in general.
Why?
I like Americans, actually.
I do too. They're
land
hot.
Of opportunity and all that. You know, I think it's great fun.
It
oh
is.
Hell yeah.
It is. And also, like, it's a cooler city. I like the structure of it all. And Central Park's pretty fucking good.
I like
it?
The sketchy nature of New York.
Park.
It's kind of like
Prospect Park is the best park opposed to Central Park.
It's better than Central Park.
Yes.
It was made by the same guy, and he said that he actually prefers it.
Yeah.
Does he really?
So why do you do your research?
Well, I'm delighted to have done this podcast now that I've learned about that. What's it called again?
Le Podcast.
Okay. If you were a serial killer,
yeah,
what would be your signature mark?
Well, like, what would I leave behind?
Yeah, yes. For the detectives.
Like, I would leave a cat eye on my victim.
A cat eye?
Yeah, with eyeliner. Liquid eye.
It was Gabby again.
Oh,
yeah.
God. That dead body looks
cat.
Good.
Yeah, yeah, the Gabby, yeah, the Gabby cat killer.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
This is interesting. I've always been fascinated with serial killers and why they have to leave a mark at all.
Yeah.
I'd like to think that if I was on a murderous spree that I would leave no trace.
Hopefully.
Yeah, yeah. But,
if you're good at your job.
But you're cocky about it.
I'm cocky about
it. And you've done a lot.
So I've done 20, 30. I've become complacent. I'm an arrogant killer at this stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've become kind of Jeffrey Dahmer style.
It's about fame.
Zodiac vibes.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, even Zodiac got away with it well, didn't he? Jeffrey Dahmer was just like putting people in barrels in his living room.
Yeah.
Like that.
It's more about interior design.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, don't shit where you eat, they say. Yeah. Literally, actually.
And the stench.
Yeah.
The Dahmer stench.
Yeah.
What would I do? I would carve something into like a nearby ornament or a tree, and it would be something. And I would keep the knife with me, obviously, so that you know that I didn't give myself away, or wear gloves and dispose of the knife. I haven't thought about this in enough detail.
No, just let it out.
Yeah,
spit it out.
I would carve like I don't know, like a little raven into a tree or something.
Ooh, that's so Edgar Allan Poe.
It's very Hunger Games as well.
Indeed, yeah, something like that. You know, so it's kind of like, oh, it's him again. God, you know, like just to let them know of the serial element to the murders. You know, you needn't try and link them. You know, I'm linking it for you. It was me, the Raven Killer.
Yes.
Yeah.
And where would you hide?
Where would I hide?
Yeah.
I'd be so efficient that I'd be able to go home. I wouldn't need
to hide. Oh, back to your house.
You would return to the scene of the crime like they do and be like, oh, was a murder here?
I would never do that. I would never do that. Isn't there a stat that like 80% of murderers return to the scene of the crime? Are they stupid?
Well, they're crazy. They killed a guy.
They're insane. They're off their rocker. But I feel like if you went home, Vogue would be like, you killed someone.
I
can tell.
Well, I mean, she knows things.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
she does.
I mean, your wife would be like,
you killed a guy today.
I can see it. It's all over your face.
Blood. Yeah, it's on the Reddit show for the podcast.
It kind of would be, though. I think in order to... I've often wondered if I'm a psychopath. Right.
Oh. Why?
Because I get told that I might be.
Because everyone and even therapists are saying I'm a therapist.
Are saying doctors.
No, I got a really funny DM the other day, actually, because I was recently diagnosed. Here we go again. Oh, I was recently diagnosed with ADHD. I've known that I had ADHD my whole life.
Obvious as hell.
Yeah, of course. But I just wanted to actually have the diagnosis so that instead of saying, well, I have ADHD, I can actually be clear that I do have ADHD.
Right.
So I was diagnosed. And then somebody sent me a DM saying, like, don't take this the wrong way, but are you sure you're not a psychopath? Like, I've been following, like, your success and, like, the way you speak and how you are. And, like, I think that you might have psychopathic tendencies. And I was like, I nearly replied.
Yeah,
but then
sometimes it's so hard. Yeah. Like, it's like up your ass. You want to reply so bad. You're
I'm not sure I would care. Like, the reason that I think I'm not a psychopath is because I don't believe that I'm like a nasty person to people that I love.
Yeah.
And I think psychopaths can't distinguish between people that they love or not. So they're horrible to their wife, they're horrible to their kids. I'm definitely not that person. But like, I'm very, I'm pretty black or white otherwise.
What's the difference between a psycho and a socio? Socios, are they like a psycho is like a passion kill and a socio has no emotion?
Oh, I would love to be passion murdered.
Oh yeah. My god, yeah, that's the whole vibe.
I want someone to love me so much they stab me 100 times.
Is that what you really want?
That's how I want to go.
Because everyone's playing it too cool in the dating scene, I would say.
I think I probably love my wife that way, but I don't think she wants that. I wouldn't kill her, just for the record.
Good. Say that.
I think that.
But if, like, I did, I would carve a raven into the kitchen wall.
Well, just so you catch my drift.
No, but seriously, on the murder thing though, you'd want to be so good at it that you can just return home.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, undetected.
It's a tough one if you were to kill someone, how would you do it?
Okay, well, if I
answered so quick, you
know. Yeah.
Okay, well, I know.
Well, okay.
Funnily enough.
I would do it. I mean, I've always thought this. Okay, maybe not, like, some people, you know, there's always these movies where someone's chasing you and you have to kill them back, and then cut to them in the therapy being like, I had to kill them.
Yeah.
If someone was trying to kill me or my family or my friends... Yeah. I would kill them and I would have no remorse.
I agree. Yeah. I'm with you.
I would literally be like...
I've said this before. I agree.
I'd be like, fuck around and find out. Yeah. I would be like, yes!
No, but like my wife gets like really nervous when we hear like a little noise in the kitchen or something. And like I'm quite like...
Activated.
I have stormed into the kitchen before, like naked, right? Like in the middle of the night, and if somebody was in there, they'd be on the receiving end of hell. Like, do you know what I mean?
Like, they'd be like, hello.
No, but I wouldn't.
He's hot.
Oh my God, he's hot.
I wouldn't fuck around with it. Do you know what I mean? And I think the person who's burglaring. I think the person who is trying to steal from you would get the shock of their life, quite frankly. Yeah. If you were to come at them like a crazy person, they'd be like, shit, wrong house.
Wrong Do you know house, what I mean? Fuck.
Yeah, whereas like, I think most people just think like, oh, I'd be terrified if there was someone in my house. If there's someone in my house and my children are asleep, they're in deep
I'll
fucking
kill
trouble.
Them.
Yeah. No, so they are.
Yeah.
I'll kill them.
And like, my wife doesn't get that. She's like, oh, like we'd all panic. It's like, I'd be very far from panicking if there was somebody in my house.
I would be so scarily calm.
I feel like that's so funny if
like there's a little noise and your wife is like, what is that? And you're like, don't worry, I'll kill them.
I'd probably prefer not to.
I'll kill them right now.
If I could avoid killing them.
Sure.
That'd be good because, you know, I can't really be fucked with the court case and like and all that stuff and having to prove that they were attacking me first, and even if it wasn't true, you know, it's kind of like, you've got like, imagine just rushing in and murdering them, you know, like you've got
Oh my god.
You've gone too far already, you know? And it's
well, this is
like,
what
ah.
you have to do. You have to get a bunch of cameras in your living room so that when you're in the court case, you get to replay the tape of you killing a guy
naked.
That's
me. That's my body. I fast like, 20 hours.
Yeah. Just that's a 3-day fast. You know,
jury of your peers, and
so
it's all
like,
girls like,
I've been fasting, first of all, and everyone's like, okay.
Just in case anyone's wondering why I look good in this video, it's fasting.
It's fasting. Everyone is like, they're like Southern people in the audience, like, woo!
Southern people.
The debutantes in the South. Where'd they get? Hold on.
We bust these people in. All right, can you describe the American Revolution from the British perspective in 10 seconds?
Yeah.
Can I describe the American Revolution?
From your guys' perspective, like, what do you guys taught about it?
Yeah.
Well, were we taught about it? Not really.
Well, like, when in school, like, what we're taught,
you were taught
is that
the
we
American
were fucking
Revolution.
Eagles and shotguns, baby. And
we were, like,
it,
legends.
Yeah.
They were, like, legends, hardcore vibes, guy squad, took it back, and it was like, no way, Jose.
What do you think about pilgrims leaving London, England even, and going to start the new world? Are you jealous you weren't on that side, or are you happy you stayed up?
Am I jealous that I wasn't involved?
You weren't one of the ragamuffins.
I wish I was involved, to be honest. Yeah, you know. No, I would have liked to have been involved in that.
It was pretty cool.
A pilgrimage is quite the thing, by the way. Have you any experience of a pilgrimage?
No.
Like a big journey, a big emotional journey?
A religious pilgrimage?
Yeah, like a spiritual or religious pilgrimage.
Yeah,
I did a TV show about pilgrimages recently, and actually it's quite the thing.
What's
Sorry,
your favorite
we're veering back into...
You'll make it funny. I believe in you.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it was a good group. There's always one. Like, you know,
there's always one where you're like, I
whatever.
Wish Kyle wasn't here.
But no, it was good. We learned all about different kind of spiritualities and religions and stuff, and it was actually quite interesting. I liked it.
What was your favorite religious pilgrimage?
I probably liked the Buddhist vibe the most.
What go into it.
It's like a belief in the soul as opposed to quite a rigid system of like rules and beliefs and good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
I think quite a few religions are kind of quite judgmental in the sense that it's
famously,
like, if you are good, you can meet God, and if you are shit, you go to hell.
And all gay people die.
It's kind of like life is not quite that, you know, straightforward. It's not as easy as kind of just like choosing whether or not you make mistakes or not. So I don't know, Christianity and Catholicism and all that stuff to me is a bit like, I don't know, it's a bit flawed.
It's a bit mundane to me. It's a little bit boring.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I need a little bit more pizzazz.
They could do with pizzazzing it up. Actually,
I would say I like sort of a blue orange morality rather than a black and white.
Did you ever go and see that very funny play that by the South Park people?
Book of Mormon. No.
Yeah. Have you not seen it?
I've never seen it.
Are you joking?
Have you seen it? No.
Mate, the Book of Mormon is the funniest fucking show you'll ever see in your life.
I know, but we went to theater school.
I've had sex with a Mormon.
Have you? Hang on a sec. That's far more interesting than the show. What was that?
So
like?
I didn't read the book, but listen. So
that was live action. That was field research.
Thank you so much.
As two very funny people, you guys, are you in London much longer? You've got to go see Book of Mormon.
School, I have to work at night.
I find like musicals really annoying. Like, I don't really want to anymore.
It's very good.
I don't really want to. Like,
it's very good.
I like know all those people. We actually know someone in the Book of Mormon here.
Oh, yeah.
We keep seeing his face on the things, and I'm like, oh.
Have you had sex with a Mormon?
With the guy?
So you've had sex with a fake Mormon. You've had sex with an actual Mormon. What were they doing, like, this Mormon? What was he doing in the bedroom?
He kept doing Hail Marys above my.
Did he actually?
No.
Yeah, yeah.
No, they don't believe in that shit.
He was actually a skateboarder. When you go to Utah, the city, Salt Lake City, is all people who rebelled against Mormonism.
That's where they're trying to get to. Yeah. The promised land, Salt Lake City.
Oh, it's cool. It's like bars and a Whole Foods. Like, it's not that.
Like, I want it.
It's not that religious, but.
Did he try and convert you to Mormonism?
No, because he had already left. So at that point, he was like a skateboarder and his window was stuck open in his room. So his room was filled with leaves.
Oh, wow. That's so skateboarder coded.
Yeah.
So let's just say there was no God in that house.
Do you want to do the hotline now?
Yeah, we should.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to do what are you serving?
I feel like, yeah. I mean, not really.
Because I think Spencer would be good at it.
What
do you want to do? Okay. Do you want to describe your vibe or do you want to help girlies who need help?
Let's help girlies who need help.
Hi, guys. This is Gabby.
And this is Zach.
Of Le Podcast Infamy. And we're here to chat with you about Babbel. Girls, you know we love Europe and even the UK. Are you ever abroad and you're like, wait a minute. I can't talk like y'all. I don't know what y'all are saying. Okay? Because 1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. And now in the new year, the fresh year, we're gonna learn a new language with Babbel, baby.
And this is Zach jumping in, by the way, because you don't want to pay hundreds of dollars for some kind of private tutor who you're just going to try to be hot at the entire time.
So true.
Anytime a teacher's in front of me, I'm not thinking about what they're saying. I need it in an app, okay? So why don't you do it on an app that actually helps and that has actually been studied by Yale, even that's a college, okay?
Oh my God.
And Yale said that it's better than a one semester of college. Can you believe?
I actually can't believe that. I mean, I took Italian in college and I do not know how to speak Italian. So I think introducing an app into your life where you could just work it in every single day, practice makes perfect. Okay. Every day you wake up, you do a little lesson. I mean, come on. Listen, you could learn how to talk in real life situations. You could learn how to order. You could learn how to survive a near-death experience abroad. They have all the language and all the lessons you need to be European.
And also, guys, Babbel, it has over 16 million subscriptions sold. Okay, and plus 14 award-winning language courses that are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. So here's a special, all right? Everybody perk up your ears, because here's a special. For a limited time, we have a deal for our listeners, okay? Because right now, you can get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners, only if you're in our inner circle, okay? At babbel.com/lepodcast.
That's right. And let me say it one more time, Zach, if you don't mind.
I would love you to kind of go up and say it a second time, my girl.
Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/lepodcast. That's babbel.com/lepodcast. And live your life. Learn how to chat.
Ciao, Bella. Okay. And ciao, Bella to that.
And ciao, Bella to that. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey guys, I'm Gabby.
And I'm Zach.
Of La Podcast Infamy.
And there's something at La Podcast that we love, okay?
Which is eating
Which is
food.
Eating food. And I have to say, we're busy girls, okay? Gabby's flying all over the world. Yep. I have a bunch of little hobbies, okay? So it's really hard to sometimes find the time to have a well-cooked meal like I'm Cleopatra, okay?
Truly, what okay? Do I have a full staff? I'm just one girl.
I'm one girl. So that's why eating this spring is going to be so stress-free with Factor. Factor is this delicious service that makes you ready to eat meals at any time, anywhere.
Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
Two minutes?
That's less than 3 minutes.
That's less than 3 minutes. Just a little bit more than one, no problem. Okay.
Not a big deal,
you can
seriously.
Choose from a weekly menu, weekly of 35. That's the hottest age. Okay. Options.
True.
Of all these different kinds of foods. And they got calorie smart. What else they got, Gabby?
Keto.
Okay. Protein. Oh, because we know we need that. Body cells.
Yep, and vegan and veggie for my girls.
For the girlies out there. And there's also so many other add-ons. Like, you know what? You could do Mediterranean with a mix of something else. Keto with a little bit calorie smart. Girls, there's 60 add-ons every week. You can do whatever you want.
What are you waiting for? Answer. Answer.
Answer right now.
Answer right now. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
Guys, first off, tailor it to your schedule, man, okay? Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility for as much or as little as you need. You can pause, you could reschedule the deliveries. Guys, you could do anything.
So head to factormeals.com/lapodcast50 and use code lapodcast50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That code's going to go ahead and be lapodcast50 at factormeals.com/lapodcast50. 50 to get, you heard it, 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
So I love you.
Bye, guys. Okay, yeah. So we do this thing, the hotline. People flock in from all over the world, and they come and they ask us for their advice.
It's
so
their religious pilgrimage.
So okay. This is I'm an agony aunt.
Yeah. So
because you are a healed man of God now, and by that I mean you're married with kids.
Yeah.
And you used to be a chaos whore.
Yes.
You are the you are really more of like a historian than anything else for our listeners who are in their chaos stage, right?
Excellent.
You are like a priestess. Mm. Priestess.
Priest even.
You've solved the problem that they're all seeking to fix.
Okay.
So great. I think you're a perfect person to do the hotline with. You have kids. You have a wife. That's such a serve.
That's like crazy.
Yeah, yeah. I want that so bad, a family and even a dog.
My wife is far cooler than me as well. You'd love my wife to come on there.
Okay, so this is the question. We usually have our producer, Lizzie, read it, but want me to do it?
Yeah.
Okay, so submission one. What do you do if the sex is great, but the long term is not?
How old are you?
29.
No, is this for you?
Oh, no. This is a random...
Zach submitted that, and he put it as the
I'm
first
I'm like, what do you
question.
Think? What would you say
so
about
completely
that?
Completely random submission. No, this is... We don't know anything
these
about
these are all anonymous.
People. This could be anyone. This
I suppose,
could be...
I suppose it depends what stage of your life you're at. Mm. If the sex is great, that's a very difficult thing to pass on, isn't it? If you're young and not particularly serious about something... with longevity, if you know that you're hoping to kind of settle down for something more serious, and you know that the longevity with this person is dubious at best,
Whoa.
Then perhaps you are wasting your time.
Dubious.
Yeah, listen. Because you know, I think if you kind of, it's the same reason I suppose that you might stay with somebody when you know you shouldn't be with them, because you know you're not going to marry them, but perhaps the sex is great
mm-hmm.
and like it's easy company. Like that's all kind of a
get
little
a roommate.
Like, it's a little bit lazy that and it's also not particularly kind to the person.
Right.
Because they might think it's something different. And obviously, like when I was younger, I couldn't have cared less, right? Mm-hmm. What was kind of kind or applicable to that person. But as somebody like as an example now, were I to become single again, I would be quite conscious of the time of the other person. And if I knew it wasn't going to be serious, I would probably just let them loose.
Yeah, here's what I'm saying is that we will all get older, okay? Mm. We will all lose our steam, baby, okay?
Indeed.
We are in our sexual prime now. Yep. The sex is great, but then why don't you just tell them that, like, well, let's just hook up.
Yeah.
Okay? There's no reason to, like, stick with this person your whole life. unless they're rich. Okay, like that's the only time. And from a good family.
Yeah, if it's generational wealth, stay with it.
If they're Vanderbilts, stay with it. Okay,
he's gonna die young anyway. Here's my thing. Time is a commodity. Mm. You are only hot for so long. You are not only wasting, who cares about this person that you're fucking? You're wasting your time.
Yeah.
You're wasting your time. It also takes, as a woman, it takes so long to train a man to fit into what you want them to be.
Let me tell you something. That what you've just said there is true. Yeah. And a good marriage, a good relationship comes with plenty of compromise.
Yes.
Usually from... Well, me in this case.
I speak from personal experience.
Yeah. If I was to use myself as an example,
yes.
There's been plenty of kind of growing up. There's been plenty of change, but that's all positive stuff. Mm-hmm. So like, I think if you're in a place where you love the person you're with so much that you're very happy to change for the better, mind you, then that's great, I think. But you're all winning out of that situation. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, that's comes back to the beginning where it's like, I much prefer myself now to the 25-year-old.
Right.
And Vogue and I met, 7 years ago? And in these 7 years, there's been such positive change. Mm-hmm. And I hold her, very responsible for lots of it. Like, obviously, I had to do it, but I wouldn't have done it probably if it wasn't for her.
Yes.
So actually, it's just a nice thing that we've grown together.
You know how when you work at a job and you have an intern?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And you make the intern do all this unpaid labor.
Yeah, of course.
But then they could slowly rise in the company and it's really you're helping them.
Yeah.
That's having a boyfriend.
Yeah, it's just an unpaid internship. Yeah. I feel like we do that a little bit.
And then she's probably, she's like, oh, look at him, CEO of the company.
Yeah.
There you go.
And then it's kind of like you become threatening and that's a whole different thing.
Yeah, and then you can impose.
Then it's competition.
Then it's competition.
Once you're equals, woo!
Then all of a sudden you have the reins.
Listen, girls. Oh my when God. You're equals, it will never work. Okay? Rule one.
Yeah. It will always be a power.
Put yourself above or below, if you want to be happy.
No, I just think Pavlov's dogs?
Pavlov's dogs.
You know Pavlovian?
Don't jump in with that shit, bitch. Listen,
you think you boys read? How about Pavlov's dogs?
Is he a Russian gentleman?
Don't know. I'm assuming
something like that. Pavlov's one of those. Dogs. Yeah.
Well, he trained them.
Is it Pavlov's dogs or Pavlov. Is it Pavlov's dogs?
I think Pavlov loves dogs.
Okay. Like when people say a Pavlovian response, what do they mean by that?
It was Pavlov's dogs. I don't know if any of what I'm about to say is true.
Nothing we say can be fact checked. It's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
This is going away.
I do think you're allowed to say whatever
information.
Yeah, it's like a story.
Yes, this is storytelling at its core. So Pavlov had some dogs, and then he trained them. Like a different sound, like he like hit them while they ate or something, so they wouldn't eat. Wait, I'm unraveling
you're,
here.
Yeah, you're really you're nailing it. Go, keep going.
He trained the dogs in a specific way. Mystery,
of course.
And now they do his bidding.
Now they do his what?
His bidding. That's not true at all.
So he trained the dogs. Yeah. Cool.
He trained dogs. He was a dog trainer. And that's what you have to do to this guy.
That's what you do to men. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you do with the next submission?
Whoa. I lost my mind on that.
What the hell was that?
I have to say that unless you're watching the video, that's going to be a tricky one.
Yeah. I think even if you are watching the video, it's going to be a tricky one.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. Next one. You're welcome, by the way, for submission one. I feel like we solved that.
I think we solved that. And if you don't, you should have already solved that, before we also gave you that answer.
It might be interesting to caveat that if you know that something you're doing is wrong, then it probably is.
That is true.
Yeah.
Like, you know, deep dive into your own heart and mind's eye, you know you're wasting your time. You know that you're going to have sex with other people. That's going to be great. Great sex exists in all the corners of the world.
And actually, extreme honesty is usually quite well received, even if at the time. So say you're like, take me out of my current situation. Or in fact, let's make it about you. Say you're having sex with somebody and you know it's not particularly serious. It's just saying that. Like, by the way, like, this isn't, I really don't want this to be serious, but I love having sex with you, whatever. Like,
but what if you want them to be obsessed with you? What if you want to manipulate them and make them obsessed with you? I was about to say,
that's very manipulative.
Yeah.
Welcome to La Podcast. It's extremely manipulative.
Okay, so mission two. The guy I'm hooking up with is older and way more experienced with BDSM stuff than I am. I don't want him to lose interest because it's fun. Help. What What should she do?
Okay, you're more experienced. Okay, first off, I want you to do one thing. I want you to go on. I want you to go to the nearest Hot Topic. Okay.
Yeah, and buy a bunch of chains and, chains and loud metal shit.
Okay, and I think what you should do is get all the materials. Go to him in his. I'm assuming lair. He's an old guy.
Of course.
He lives in a basement somewhere.
In his sex dungeon.
Yeah, in his sex dungeon. And I want you to act like you've done all this research and have all these tools. And he's gonna look at you like when a toddler puts on her mom's stilettos. He's gonna be like, you are so cute.
Wait, you know when you walk around the city with a tote bag and there's a book in it that you'll never read, but it's more for show?
Yeah, it's prop.
You're gonna go in with a tote bag of all these chains and whips and all these items that you've never touched and you'll never touch before, but you're gonna tell everyone that this is like, I do this rattling chain shit.
Well, I think she's also answered her own question, really. It's like, how do I keep the guy interested? Well, I mean, do it. Yeah.
Well, I think we're forgetting one thing.
Unless it starts to like frighten you.
Yeah.
Then go deeper.
Then do it. When it starts to frighten you, that's when you really tell up.
That's when you've hit the spot.
But I think we're forgetting one crucial thing. Old guys love to teach girls things, right?
What is this crab thing you keep doing?
That's just how I talk.
Okay, picture long nails.
I take it back. It's not a crab thing.
I'm punctuating.
It's
cool. This helps me think. This actually helps me think.
This is very neurodivergent of you.
Oh my God. Everyone is. All right. I'm gay, so I'm neurodivergent. That's true. It's a disorder. No, I'm kidding.
It's a disease.
Do you want to hear something interesting about lobsters?
Yes. Talking about neurodiversity.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The neurology of a lobster is actually quite similar to that of a human being. When you're looking at kind of dominance and stuff, you'll find this interesting. Well, I certainly found this very interesting. Two male lobsters will fight over a house, yeah? And the loser of the fight, their brain will disintegrate and be replaced with a brain with very few, very low levels of serotonin.
My type.
And they will accept their loser status for the rest of time. And that is quite similar when it comes to humans with depression, yeah? So like, my wife leaves me. I lose all my jobs. I become, you know, fucked up. I get back on the source, you know, and all of a sudden your serotonin levels drop. Now, humans can reverse that by like doing, you know, lifting weights, being outdoors, whatever. But isn't it interesting that a lobster will accept its status for the rest of time, having lost one fight?
If you go to Brooklyn, that's literally every guy.
So they've all got low serotonin
they've
level
all got
lobsters.
And testosterone.
And bangs.
Too much soy in the water. Yeah.
That is so amazing. Did you know that there's one blue lobster to every billion lobster?
That's wild. Is that
billion
true?
Or million?
I think that's
billion
true.
Billion sounds like way too many.
I think it's million now that I said it out loud.
I bet it's 100,000.
I wouldn't quote anything.
Let's not fact check anything that we've been saying on this podcast.
It's not important.
But also the blue lobster sounds real cool.
They're cool. They
must have high levels of serotonin.
They really get every house they want.
Yeah.
That is so true. You know what? Something I've learned. You know what I mean? Listen, your brain every day is not designed to make you feel amazing. It's designed to make you survive. So if you're feeling like shit every day and you make those nerve pathways and then you survive the next day, your brain's just going to stay that way.
Have we considered turning this show into like a real serious kind of...
About psilocybin and Jordan Peterson?
Yeah, of course. About all this stuff, you know, because we've been trying to do this for years. People.
You know Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
I always think that this podcast teeters on Joanna Rogan vibes.
Joanna Rogan,
If Joe Rogan was a girl and didn't fact check anything she said, that would be this podcast.
Does he not fact check anything he says?
No, I bet he does.
I don't know his life.
I bet he does. Yeah, he just says whatever,
you know?
Yeah. I think it's riffs.
Well, he looks it up on Google. I watch.
Listen.
Okay. But no, I do stick by with what I said for this submission for this girly listening. Old guys love to teach.
Yeah.
Especially
go to Hot Topic, buy and bring a notebook.
Yeah, dress like a schoolgirl. He'll show you how to do everything. Okay.
I want to know how much older.
Crikey.
Listen, live your life.
When you say older, you mean 40 plus.
40 plus is older.
You don't mean older guy if he's 36, because that's a teenage guy.
If I'm assuming this girl is 22, because no 29-year-old woman would do this. We're too close to 30. We're like, listen, I have to answer emails. So I'm thinking 22.
Admin.
And then this guy is 45 and works in finance.
Again, is this is just speculative.
Yeah, I'm okay. Just.
Yeah, yeah. We don't know. We don't know. These, we don't know their lives.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, yep. That's what I think. So I think, yeah. But also get his credit card to go to Hot Topic with. You're not going to spend your own intern cash on fucking Hot Topic chains.
If an old guy is dating you and he's into BDSM, he's rich. Okay, no one who is on a budget buys those whips and chains, right? No, like, no. Those are all expensive.
He's
all
also definitely killed a girl before, so keep that in mind.
Yeah, yeah, check all the lamps. Yeah, check like the lampshades. Yeah.
Just look for any kind of markings, you know, around.
Raven, yeah, carved on a tree outside.
Yep.
Okay, this is submission number 3.
I think we solved that.
We solved that. Got you,
solved,
girl.
Of course.
Solved.
Okay, yeah, submission 3, girlies. Okay, any advice on how to keep long distance fun / sexy? Honestly,
I've only
break
dated
up.
One guy long distance in LA and...
Break up.
Break up.
Yeah,
it's not worth it, and you're gonna hate each other.
I think it's. I think, like, I haven't had any experience really of a long distance relationship. I'd find that quite difficult, I think.
I think it's not worth it, and also there's nothing worse than like doing like Zoom sex or FaceTime sex or something like that, and then your dad texts you when it comes up, and you're
dad.
Like, oh,
yeah. And you switch it up. By
how many
accident?
Times does that happen to you?
It's happened a couple times.
Has it actually?
Yeah, I would say. Also, men have no idea what to do, like how to be sexy on camera, too. So it's always just like a brutal
just the
angle.
Like the angle's off, is it?
Yeah, it's
too
just
much
like,
ball or whatever.
It's so much ball up. It's like,
it's,
how do you
even
get
like
your
this,
phone?
Yeah, yeah. Women are never in, like, don't do this of your dick comparing it to a fucking can of Coke or some shit. Like,
no.
Guys are always comparing their dicks to other items. Why are you even setting the scale?
Also,
don't set
if
the scale.
Unless you're able to get hold of some of those Coca-Cola minis and you pretend that it's a full size Coke.
That's
oh,
true.
Then it's
this.
Kind of like, whoa, you
that's
know what's
fun.
Going on
there. Yeah, it's more like, what's that wax museum?
Madame
Tussauds.
Yeah. Did you see the yeah? Did you see the Rock's wax figure?
They made
unveiled?
Him white.
It was a bit odd, that wasn't it? I don't mean to drift into
no,
racism.
This
here,
is actually
why,
two episodes
why,
in a row we've talked about the Rock.
Why was he?
Yeah, that's so
why is his wax figure?
British people
white
love the Rock.
I don't know why, because he's Hawaiian.
Yeah,
first
but he's
off,
also got dark, he's got quite dark skin.
Yeah,
I would say
stunning man.
That the wax
so?
Concept is actually not that. It's weird. I don't even know why we
it
even
is
have, why are we doing that?
I can't believe we're still doing that. I can't believe we got rid of like freak shows and you know fucked up shit. Like
but we've still got
public
the wax.
Executions.
Yeah,
but we still have wax.
But also particularly that they don't often really look.
They don't nail
realistic.
It.
They're
they don't
it's
nail it, which is absolutely insane, considering like you could definitely nail it.
Do you think that there's like a hierarchy, even a caste system, to people who work with wax, and like their dream is to work at Madame Tussauds?
It is. Wait, is there like a group?
But surely
of
these
girls?
Things are made by, like, surely they're not handmade.
No, I think you could watch them hand make these things.
Why are they doing that?
I don't know.
Have a machine make it, and it would be perfect.
That's true, but then that defeats the purpose of wax art.
I'm just like, who, like, is there like a team of people who like decide, like, where they have like headshots on the wall and they're like, The Rock.
Yeah.
The
you
Rock's
know what I mean?
Next.
Yeah.
The
so
Rock's next.
I find it interesting that you find The Rock like gorgeous. He's a proper.
The last guest really like The Rock.
Literally,
he's
we were
your,
just
he's
talking
your
about this.
Like, he's your guy. He's
well,
your.
He's going to be the president.
Like,
he probably could be.
No more celebrity presidents,
do you not
please.
Think he could be, though?
I think he
could.
He is universally loved by all sides.
Yeah, but that's not... The president isn't about being vibey. It's about knowing shit and like how it works.
He's just so goddamn big. It's like, how do you even get that big?
I know. Test. Testosterone, HRT, which
fasting.
I'll definitely do.
Not fasting.
But
I'll do it.
To counter it, what's his name? Arnold. Arnold Schwarzenegger became governor of California because he was a big hot guy, ultimately.
Yeah.
Beloved by
that
all.
That must have been it. He was a big hot guy.
Yeah, the popularity element of it did come into play, I have to say.
I'm not saying it's not important, but it's not. It's one of the pillars. Of the four pillars that hold up your ability to be president, one of them is being a smoke show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hands down.
Hands down.
I mean, that helps with the voting. It must do.
That's why everyone needs Biden.
when we have political votes here, a lot of people, I think, vote for very strange reasons.
Like what?
Well, when we were looking to, you know, when we put it up to a democratic vote, whether or not we should leave Europe, call it Brexit, you know, whether or not we should exit Europe.
Thank God you guys did that. It made our thing look not so bad.
Yeah, really.
There was a huge amount of people that voted leave so that we wouldn't be in the European Football Championship.
Oh.
And we are, of course, still in the European Football
Championship. Because you're on the continent of Europe.
Yeah, of course. So... all of those votes, like, I think that none of those votes should be counted.
You should have to write why.
Yeah.
And then you also should attach, you should have to attach a headshot to every vote. So we can look at you and see if your eyes are going in two different directions. This is, I'm throwing
this
in the trash.
Then I'm voting for you.
Okay, next one. Any advice on...
Did we just say break up? That was our
advice?
Break up. Yeah. Like, it's not going to work.
Don't even try was the advice, I think.
Don't even fucking try.
Yeah.
Yeah, look around in your neighborhood. Set your Hinge to 3 miles and no more.
We didn't evolve millions of years to, like, have remote sex. You're supposed to smell their vibe. You know what I mean? Get their pheromones. You're supposed to, like, nip at the neck. You know what I mean? That's how you're going to fall in love.
Nip at the neck.
You're going to slowly hate this person. Trust me, you will. And then you're going to meet a coworker who's going to have abs, and they're going to do this thing when they look at you.
Right, and that means
they like you.
They like you.
Yeah,
In the janitor's closet.
Listen, when you're statistically, when you're in a long distance relationship, you get a sexy coworker that comes into your life.
That always
happens.
Yeah, is that because you're unavailable essentially?
Yeah, then you put off the unavailable sort of energy, which is sexual.
That is a funny one. That when you're unavailable, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's just kind of like. Yeah.
People come out of the woodwork.
Well, maybe it's because, like, we want the...
Then you have 3 kids and they all fuck off back into the woodwork.
Yep.
Because nobody wants the responsibility of taking on the children.
Yeah. Mm. Well, you can't come with work.
Well, that's like the Cinderella vibes. Like a single dad with 3 kids. That's hot. Single mom with 3 kids? That's not... I'm kidding. That was my mom. Yeah. And she's married to a doctor now. So.
Is she?
And she's getting her tits redone.
And she's hot.
Okay, next one. Advice for single bisexual 25-year-olds in Brooklyn. Spencer,
is that it? Yeah. Well,
you know.
Live your life to the full, mate. You grab the bull by both horns and crack on.
Crack on. You have no problems in this life. You're a bisexual 25-year-old in Brooklyn. That's like gay Mecca. You could do whatever you want.
You could slork and slock and slick any direction you want.
I mean, I've never been bisexual, but that does sound somewhat appealing somehow.
Imagine getting anything you want at any moment.
I don't know. You know how, but you know when you go to a Subway sandwich shop and there's so many options that I'm like, I don't even know what I want. You know what I mean? And then you just pick one of their pre-made ones. Yeah. That's a red flag.
Oh, you get a meatball
marinara thing.
We're so connected.
Do you like it? Yeah.
You get a meatball sub every time.
Yeah. I'm a veggie delight.
I went to USC, so we'd have Subway quite a lot.
Yeah, what's USC?
That's a cool story.
The University.
University of Southern California.
You did?
Yeah, go Trojans. I was there when...
Is this the symbol?
Yeah, fight on. Yeah.
Peace? That's what you guys did not invent that.
No, that's the symbol.
I did not know you went to college in California.
Yeah.
For how long?
That's why he's easy breezy.
Like a year.
A year?
Yeah,
I left. That's about right.
Yeah, no, because it was a 4-year course, and it's just like, I couldn't really be bothered. You know?
No, fuck that.
What was your major?
Cinema, television.
Hell yeah.
Bachelor of Arts degree in cinema, television.
Really?
Well, no, because I was only there for a year. But yes, that's what I was studying for.
But
I was more interested in the kind of fraternity system.
Oh my God.
Which, by the way, is fucking mental.
Did you join a fraternity?
Yeah.
And then the face of a fraternity.
Basically, the day that I became an active member, I just left.
You left?
Yeah, so I did. I was interested in the hazing and the pledging.
Of course, the hazing's fun.
Because I wanted to see what it was about. And I wanted to see if it was like old school.
Did you do the elephant walk?
The what?
The elephant walk.
We like gotta go under their balls and dicks.
No.
You basically everyone crouches down, engaged in any of that shit. And
you didn't hold each other's dick in between their legs
and you walk in a circle. It's called the elephant walk.
No, I didn't do any of that. See, I was kind of excused from like some of the mental shit because I was English, so I got a pass.
Yeah, they thought you were just like.
They were like, no, that guy's gay. We can't do it with him. Yeah, I don't like it.
Brothers like really liked my accent and stuff. They thought I was quite cool. You see, so I got away with loads of shit.
Like
all the terrible shit. They'd like just leave me. Because they used to blindfold us.
Yeah, he did.
They used to blindfold us to do certain things. And sometimes they'd come tap me on the shoulder. And I'd like stand up and they'd take my blindfold off and they'd like come. And then they'd just like, we'd go to a bar.
Oh, you were the popular girl.
Yeah. And then I'd come back like 7 hours later and sit back down. And then they'd be like, blindfold's off. And I'd be like, oh, God.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. That was scary.
Wow, that's so you in this life.
I know. I was lucky. I know.
Okay.
Okay, so the advice for the bisexual is be cool.
I would say rock out with your cock out. Do whatever you like. And basically, just don't worry about any kind of law or order.
I would say the world, any barista is your oyster, baby. No. You could have sex with any barista, like in that goddamn.
Not to be mistaken with a barrister, which is quite a serious position in law.
I think if you're a hot 25-year-old bisexual in Brooklyn, you could figure out how to have sex with a barrister.
Yeah, figure it out.
Yeah, I'd say so.
It looks like we're going to have to wrap up in a sec.
Yeah.
Let's do one more really quick. Your thoughts on threesomes. Go. What do you think? This is for a submission. Thoughts on threesomes?
I talk about this all the time on stage. I think if you have sex with two guys, you got mugged as a woman.
Yeah.
I think that's mugged.
Mugged, right? Okay.
I think it's insane. What is it you're
losing?
Death wish.
What is it you're losing?
The danger.
Dignity.
I mean, as if you walked in an alley
like,
with your tits
like
out.
Like we have that in the first place. Oh, yeah. That. You have to have something to lose it. Yeah.
Yeah. Indeed.
I think have sex with two girls, one guy, and then that sort of fun, sexy, like French noir element. That's very European.
Yeah, of course.
That's my advice. Do that.
Yeah,
that being said, I've never had a threesome because like,
that,
it feels
you say
like a
dad,
lot of work.
Your dad thinks that you've never had a threesome. Is that what you said?
I've never had a threesome.
Okay.
And her dad had nothing to do
with
it.
I'm sure my dad thinks I've had a fivesome. He thinks I'm such a whore. Yeah,
well, yeah. I got to say, like, you say, like, two girls, one guy, but that's giving that guy a good day.
Yeah, yeah.
It is a blessing for that man. It's a Christian blessing.
Yeah, like,
thank
his lucky stars.
I'm at a point in my life now where I'm like calming down and I want to have just like God honest Christian sex.
Okay.
Well, I can't really
man
speak to this because I've never had a threesome, but I have had a four, five, and six some separate times.
There
okay.
You go.
Which is very different.
I think you're in a good position to answer the question.
Okay. Yeah. Well, okay. I don't think so because two people, when it's like three is like it's intimate, four, it's a cocktail hour. You know what I mean? Like, who? What's this? Oh my God, who's that?
It's more of a party when
it's more of
people.
A party. There's less pressure because there's four of us, five or six, or maybe more. You know what I mean?
Being gay is crazy.
Being gay is like New Year's Eve every night.
Right. And what's it like in Spitalfields?
Hmm?
What's it like in Spitalfields?
That's where we are now.
Yeah.
Is it a gay district?
Spitalfield feels like
a gay
district.
I don't think you're a million miles
from
a gay district. Shoreditch is great for gay people, I think.
Because they used to throw the gay guys on the shore and in a ditch.
And that's just
so they're
down
like,
there.
That's the gay neighborhood.
And
yeah.
They honor that here.
That's just down there.
And they honor that here.
They honor that here. Have you ever had a threesome?
I have. It does feel like a very long time ago, all of this very promiscuous stuff.
Well,
you know?
Threesome is a young man's game. I think we could all agree.
Yeah that's but a lot of... I think people should explore whatever they want to sexually, really.
Yeah.
It's a personal thing, isn't it? And if you feel like having a threesome, then you should have a threesome. I don't think there's any reason to fear the threesome.
No, because that's like humans are communal creatures. OK, so we you know, when in doubt, we create a community. OK, remember that, girls. OK,
I think live.
Yeah, I think if that floats your boat, then allow your boat to be floated.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
I would say bring a, if you're a girl, though, bring a whistle.
Bring out two. Bring two.
Whistle.
Bring a whistle.
And share your location.
Share your location with everyone. Bring a whistle and maybe a weapon.
Yeah.
But have fun, but know where the weapon is.
Yeah.
Just keep one hand on the weapon, maybe.
At all times. You know how like female spies have that little strap and there's like a little
there's always a knife
right on the thigh? I think that'll be fun, sexy look. And then also if you need protection, it's there.
Mm-hmm. And if it's like, if you're a guy, if this is a guy asking about having it with two girls, rock on, my guy.
Rock
you
on,
did
my
it.
Guy. You
did
cool.
It. You beat the odds. And on that, like, I think we have to wrap up right now.
To wrap up, we're going to do our last segment. Give Me Wings. British people fucking
they hate
it.
This. Americans
they
love
hate
it.
This.
Because we compliment
you
on blast.
Compliment. Okay. And, but
you just
I
went, hell yeah. Well, now I don't want to. No.
I don't mind a compliment, you see.
This is a compliment. You have to compliment us back, so start thinking of things.
Yeah, so
that won't be difficult.
That's exactly how I feel. Three texts in a room? Come on.
Okay, here we go. Gabby, I'm going to start. Yeah. First off, your hair looks like it was laid by Zeus himself.
Thank you.
He spun that out of the wheels. Rumpelstiltskin took that little thing, that myth. Remember, he like spins gold out of hay or some bullshit? That was you. Okay? Spun your ass. Okay?
Out of gold.
I love you. If I could, I would... shrink you really tiny, keep you in a little bottle, and I wrestle that bottle around anytime I wanted to, like a stress ball.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
A stress ball.
I want you in my pocket as a Tamagotchi all the time.
Oh my god!
And you know what?
You forget to feed me,
and
I
like, oh,
look
fuck.
Good in there, like
fasted.
Yeah, it's fasting.
You're like no,
fasting.
Please,
no, I just
please.
Said it like that.
I do.
I love you, Zach, really quick. You're my best friend. We have been here together against all odds for days and days now.
2 weeks.
Yesterday, we got into a fight over dumplings. I think that's the most best friend thing you could ever do.
Yeah, and all of our fights always end up with giggling on a couch. Have you ever thought about that?
Have you ever thought about that? You look black tie luxury right Thank now. You. I think you look famous.
Thanks, you. Thanks.
And I think you act famous.
Thank you.
In a good way.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah.
What?
Do I have to compliment both of you now?
We'll do us.
Okay, Spence. That outfit looks amazing. I know you just got it. Looks like you were born in that shit. Okay.
Yeah. You came out looking like stunning.
Thank you.
Full-grown man. Yeah.
Spence, the thing about you is you're always looking these days crisp. Your clean lines, sharp. Hair slicked. Mm. The fashion is at its peak. You have clicked into the secret sauce. Mm. Do you understand?
You found the secret recipe.
Yeah.
That everybody's looking for. You've
been in the kitchen mixing things up, flour on your face. You know what I mean?
Yeah, flicking it at your wife.
Flicking it. Flicking noodles at the wall. And you came out of that goddamn kitchen with the perfect recipe. Wedding cake.
Thank you.
Wedding cake. Michelin star, bitch.
Maybe two.
Love the Michelin assistant.
I know. It's really cool. Their tire's weird. Why?
Do you know how hot? Like chefs I could date. That's my new thing.
Hot chefs.
You know what? I'm actually mad at you.
Why is that? Okay, wow.
This is taking a turn.
I'm actually mad at you because you are a socialite in this goddamn city and I'm here once every couple months.
Well, I actually didn't even know you were here, to be honest. You could have messaged me and said you're here.
I literally texted you weeks ago. I did a podcast.
Girls,
I said I was
no
text
fighting.
Me saying, can you come on the show? And I was like, sure, that's what I'm doing here. I didn't realize you were here 2 weeks before.
I was on the goddamn BBC with you when I said I'll be in London for 2 weeks in a couple weeks.
Oh, right.
You just don't listen when I speak.
No, maybe not. That's my ADHD, you see.
That's fine. But I am mad at you because you've never set me up with one guy ever. Okay. Except one time you like sort of pointed me in the direction of an oil tycoon, but he was like pretty old.
That's nice.
Well, I mean.
That was pretty cool now that
Felt
I say that
like
loud.
A favorite.
Yeah, that's actually really awesome and wow, good job.
Yeah,
okay, nice guy who helps out his friends.
Yeah. But he was old and ugly.
Yep, okay. Gabby, what oil tycoon is like a hot young thing? He's gonna date a princess.
I think the
oil tycoon element of it kind of like
I didn't say that because I actually proved myself incorrect.
Yeah, well, sure, you caught those words like fuck. Okay.
But now I want you to go home and maybe look through some headshots and send some people my way if you don't mind.
You want some of my headshots?
Not your headshots.
Okay, I'll send
some. Of hot guys you might know if you have their headshots.
Of course. I'll just go into the folder on my phone.
You know how the boys are always sharing headshots with each other. Hey, okay. Bro, what do you think about my headshot?
I think you should be setting me up with way more people.
Okay. I didn't realize, but to be honest, that you like were single or anything like that. So
yeah.
now that I'm gonna focus on this, you can consider a steady flow of sexy chefs like coming in. Like you didn't ask, so you know.
You're right. I should always ask for what I want.
Yeah, because of course, you know, without asking, one doesn't get. And I kind of, for all I knew, you could have been in a very serious relationship and the introduction of a sexy chef could have been inappropriate.
Okay, you win.
Okay.
You win this fight.
All right. Is it my turn to compliment
now
you?
Now compliment us.
I think that your humor and energy is so palpable and marvelous. And honestly, I really have enjoyed spending time with both of you. But I think that you are just an awesome person.
Hell yes.
And if I were gay...
Woo!
Yeah. Bend you over this table.
Oh, that,
we'd
have to go on a few dates. Maybe we'll see. But
we can spare the detail on that last bit. But yeah, no, I just think you're a very, very cool, awesome person with great energy.
Thank you.
And Gabby, I think that these compliments should almost speak for themselves. You know, I feel.
Say them out loud, please.
Say them out loud anyway. No, whenever we go to St. Bart's, which unfortunately is rarer nowadays,
mm-hmm.
I always hope that you'll be there because we have such a great time. I love your family. I think you're excellent. I was really quite delighted and honored to be asked to come on your great show because I pay attention to it. And I'm always wishing you the best. And I think that you, are just an insanely awesome person. And
this feels good.
Yeah, you're the first British person to do this
look
well.
Great.
Hey!
Guys, on that note, guys. Spencer, where can we find you? Plug your shit.
Ooh, you can find me. I have several shows.
Hey!
Big Fish.
Yep.
Is a kind of show where I interview people with incredible careers and how they got there. It's quite a more serious show. Then there's a comedy show with my wife, Spencer and Vogue.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, I won't plug the other one. Those two are fine.
Okay. Hell yeah. Fuck
also,
yeah,
I made a film last year called Finding Michael.
Mm-hmm.
That's on Disney and it's on Hulu in the States. Mm-hmm. So if you're listening to this, you should check out Finding Michael on Hulu. Because it's a goddamn awesome documentary.
It's iconic. Yeah. It's literally iconic.
Fuck yeah.
What's your social media handle?
At Spencer Matthews.
And do you want to plug your product line?
Yeah, why not? If you want to change your relationship with alcohol or just drink a little less or never again, CleanCo is the brand for you. In the States, our website is drinkclean.com. Check it out. We make the world's best non-alcoholic spirits. And yes, you did hear that correctly. That's gin, whiskey, rum, tequila with no alcohol. And you make yourself a cocktail. It tastes amazing. No repercussions of drinking booze.
Hell stunning. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
And God bless you all. I'm serious. God bless you.
We love you.
Bye. Hi, guys. This is Gabby.
And this is Zach.
Of Le Podcast Infamy. And we're here to chat with you about Babbel. Girls, you know we love Europe and even the UK. Are you ever abroad and you're like, wait a minute, I can't talk like y'all. I don't know what y'all are saying. Okay? Because 1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. And now in the new year, the fresh year, we're gonna learn a new language with Babbel, baby.
And this is Zach jumping in, by the way, because you don't want to pay hundreds of dollars for some kind of private tutor who you're just going to try to be hot at the entire time.
So okay? True.
That's anytime a teacher's in front of me, I'm not thinking about what they're saying. I need it in an app, okay? So why don't you do it on an app that actually helps and that has actually been studied by Yale, even that's a college. Okay.
Oh my God.
And Yale said that it's better than a one semester of college. Can you believe?
I actually can't believe that. I mean, I took Italian in college and I do not know how to speak Italian. So I think introducing an app into your life where you could just work it in every single day, practice makes perfect. Okay. Every day you wake up, you do a little lesson. I mean, come on. Listen, you could learn how to talk in real life situations. You could learn how to order. You could learn how to survive a near-death experience abroad. They have all the language and all the lessons you need to be European.
And also, guys, Babbel, it has over 16 million subscriptions sold. Okay, and plus 14 award-winning language courses that are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. So here's a special, all right? Everybody perk up your ears because here's a special. For a limited time, we have a deal for our listeners, okay? Because right now you can get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners, only if you're in our inner circle, okay? At babbel.com/lepodcast.
That's right. And let me say it one more time, Zach, if you don't mind.
I would love you to kind of go up and say it a second time, my girl.
Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/lepodcast. That's babbel.com/lepodcast. And live your life. Learn
okay,
how to chat.
So, merci
Learn
beaucoup.
How to chat.
Ciao, Bella. Okay. And ciao, Bella to that.
And ciao, Bella to that. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash. Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.